Line of scrimmage at the 14 of Vassar. This drive started the Laker 35 with 12 minutes on the clock to start this half. First possession here. And Lakers is almost chewed up. 5.5 minutes with 6:30 left in the third quarter, leading 22-6 over Vassar.
Yeah, good possession for Lakers, killing a lot of clock, working the ball down the field, and now the leading tackler, Isaac Greaves, on the sideline. Appears to have either a cramp or something in his right calf. He's trying to walk it off and run it off right now, but Lakers needs to take advantage with him off the field.
Power pistol to the left is a handout to Evan Shemka right through the middle of the line, and he's out like a cannon down to the 5-yard line. A 9-yard gain.
Evan Shemka is the ball carrier, stripped up after a gain of 9.
And brings up now about a second and a yard, maybe second and 2, depending on the spot here. Didn't see who had that tackle for Vassar. We're thinking number 23, Robert Atwood, who Pratt now actually checks out as well on defense. 5:35 left in this third, 22-6. Lakers still hanging on to that lead and trying to knock a few more points on the board here.
Yeah, only thing that could save Vassar here on this long drive is if Lakers could, if they could try and force a turnover, strip a ball, or get an interception.
Second and 2 to go. And it's Dustin Cady on the keeper down, and he's into the end zone of the far corner. Touchdown, Lakers. It's Lakers 28, Vassar 6 with 5:12 left in the third quarter.
And Cady walks in, standing up again. Clark, got to do something, lay a hit on the kid. Penetrate something. It's just too easy for Lakers right now.
As a 65-yard drive for the Lakers that covered 6 minutes and 48 seconds resulted in an 11-play drive, results in a touchdown, the fourth of the night for the Lakers.
As I said, what you can't do has just happened. Lakers has scored on their first offensive possession, and they did it killing almost 7 minutes of clock. Excellent drive for Lakers. They didn't take their foot off the accelerator pedal at all in the second half. Vassar is not out of this game yet. They need to stop this two-point conversion, and we'll see what they can do on offense, although it's getting pretty well evenly side towards Lakers right now, literally just walking down the field on Vassar.
Going for 2 here. And they're going to come out with 3 men in the backfield with Cady. 2 of them are to the right, and Diaz is behind him, and Cady's going to keep it for himself. And he is in, sheds one tackle, and he's in for the two-point conversion. So make it Lakers 30, Vassar 6 on the WLAW Sports Network, 5:12 left in the third quarter.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram!
Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
Let's go.
Lakers tacks on another touchdown. It's now 30-6. Lakers over Vassar with 5:12 left in the third quarter. Other scores from around the area: Deckerville 70, Caseville nothing. Last we heard, Bad Axe and Cassidy's tied at 28 apiece at halftime. Dubes' kick brought in at the 25, and they are out, brought out to the 33-yard line. Number 55 with the tackle, Quinton Smith.
Isaiah Gonzalez dancing around too much on that, Clark. You got to get north and south. Lakers defenders were all over him, and
Isaiah Gonzalez, number 20, 5'9", 161 senior with that return. At the 33-yard line is Vassar. They'll start this drive. With 5:06 left in the third quarter. Vassar trailing by 24 points.
Lakers in that base 4-3. Those four linemen are big.
Lakers been applying pressure all night and has been doing very good things for them as well. They go trips right now. A pitch out to the right to number 20 for Vassar, Isaiah Gonzalez. And he dives forward at the 38-yard line. Terrence Dubes has been in that a little bit, I guess if you could call it tackle, but when it came down to it, Gonzalez lost his footing and dove forward for a 5-yard gain. Brings up second and five from the 39.
Yeah, Lakers defense strung it out to the sideline, but you got to give Gonzalez credit. Strung it out, dove all the way to the sideline, ended up getting 5 yards on it.
They're actually going to give him 6 yards according to the spot right at the 40-yard line. Trips to the left now. Pratt in the shotgun. He has Gonzalez to his right and wide to the right as well as Wargo. Looking to the sideline, a little bit inaudible. Now Gonzalez shifts to his left. There's the snap. It's going to be a keeper from Pratt going right up the middle. And Lakers can't get him down. He's at midfield, still on his feet. And Dustin Cady finally brings him down at the Laker 45-yard line for a 15-yard gain out of bounds on the near sideline. New set of downs for the Vassar Vulcans inside Laker territory. 4:10 left in the third. It's still, though, 30-6 Lakers by 24.
Yeah, Pratt showing his athleticism there. Shed a lot of tacklers. Good athletic play by the quarterback.
First and 10 for Vassar. Trips to the left just outside of the end. And number 8, Wargo, to wide to the right. Gonzalez in the backfield keeping company with Pratt in the shotgun. Now going, changing the play, looking to the sideline. With 10 seconds left here on the play clock. First and 10 from Lakers' 45-yard line. Vassar left to right across the radio. Little low snap, rolls to his left, passes right down midfield to Wargo, and it is caught at the 15-yard line. Wargo brings it in. Nice, beautiful pass. Wisner was in coverage and hit Wargo in the only spot he could bring that in, and it is a beautiful reception from the 45-yard line all the way down to the 15, a 30-yard catch for David Wargo. And Vassar is in the red zone for the second time tonight.
Borderline pass interference before he caught that ball. There was a lot of contact. Heck of a catch. Like I said earlier, this is what Vassar needs to do. Lakers is weak at deep passes down the field. Vassar's been able to complete them. They need to continue this.
First and 10 from Lakers' 15-yard line. 3:15 left in the third. Vassar trying to get in the board for the second time tonight. They only have 6 points thus far to Lakers' 30. Two wide each way. Pratt on the keeper right through the middle. Breaks free his first tackle. Drags the defender with him. That is number 57, Taylor Fall, down to the 10-yard line. And it looks like Mauricio Diaz-Reyes is shaking up a little bit. He is on the floor again.
There's actually two Lakers down on the field, Clark. There's one in the center and one here on the sideline.
So we get our staff to attend to them.
It's number 20, Isaiah Gonzalez. Also down. He is limping to the sideline. Gonzalez as he's up now.
That's Diaz Reyes, who looks like has a right ankle, who is already taped. And now the staff is attending to the other man. We can't quite get a number on him yet. The ball is marked down at the 11-yard line after a 4-yard gain from Pratt. Sets up a second down, 6 to go, as the training staff for Lakers attending to a down player here, moving his feet, is communicative. As Diaz Reyes is now trying to stretch out that ankle on the sidelines, trying to yog it out. It's a soft J. 2:54 left in the third.
I gotta give credit to Vassar being down 30-6 to show this aggression. Vassar has been hitting in this game. I mean, they're a physical team. There has been a lot of injuries, but you got to give them credit. If they come down and score here, you know, you never know. If they can force turnover or get a couple plays, they're not out of this game yet.
Not to James Cedric's here, but Cassidy has regained, has actually taken the lead against Bad Axe 34-28 with 7:36 left in the third quarter. And up, sitting up now is a 50 jersey. It could be potentially Austin McCabe.